You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The skies are quieter, but the excitement is still going on as attendance records for EAA Air Venture 2025 were updated this week. Over 704,000 visitors from 80 different countries visited the workshops, attractions, vendors, and air shows at Whitman Field and the EAA Museum. Initial numbers released Sunday said 691,000 people attended, but those numbers didn't include the attendance for Saturday and Sunday. EAA Communications Director Dick Nepinski.
It's interesting to take a look and see why there's been so much growth. We have set a record attendance each of the past 4 years, and one has to think there are a variety of factors. The programming, we aim to do programming that would meet the expectations of those in individual areas, whether it's the warbirds, whether it's home builds, vintage, those people who like military jets and so forth.
Nepinski also thinks that the steady growth of the world's greatest aviation celebration can be credited to digital media.
We have been streaming a lot of our content the past few years, and instead of holding down the crowd and people watching it online, they see it and say, I have to witness this personally because it's bigger than I thought it was.
Allowing free attendance for children 18 and under also helps. EAA Air Venture 2026 returns to Oshkosh next July. The Green Bay Police Foundation awards over $30,000 in grant funding to the Green Bay Police Department Tuesday. The grants will pay for swift water rescue equipment for the dive team, safety equipment for the crisis negotiation team, training for peer support teams, and enhancing the department's wellness program. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has reported a decrease in unemployment rates across the state for the month of June. The new data released last week found that the majority of cities in the state saw a decrease in unemployment rates. Among the 35 largest cities, 24 of them saw the unemployment rate drop. 5 cities saw no change, and 6 cities saw an increase in unemployment. Over the last year, 22 of those cities have seen a drop in unemployment, with 6 remaining at a steady level and 7 seeing an increase. State lawmakers are renewing their push for a task force to study the racial disparity in missing and murdered women and girls. A study published last year found Black women between the ages of 25 and 44 were 6 times more likely to die by homicide than white women across the country. State Representative Sheila Stubbs authored the bill, which was introduced on Friday, and would create a 17-member task force to study the issue. The task force would present their final report, along with solutions to reduce gender violence and increase safety, by December 2026. The DNR's 2024 fish stocking numbers for inland water bodies and for the Great Lakes were released in July. Melissa Kay has that story.
Over 5 million fish were stocked last year. This helps boost natural fish populations, maintain or restore existing fisheries, and support recreational fishing opportunities. Some of the species stocked in inland waters include brook and brown trout, lake sturgeon and lake trout, muskellunge or muskie, rainbow trout, and walleye. In Lake Michigan, they stocked chinook and coho salmon along with trout species muskie and sturgeon. And in Lake Superior, they stocked brown trout, lake trout, and splake. You can see all the numbers on the DNR's fish stocking database.
Nearly 70 active large-scale wildfires are burning over 1 million acres in the United States. Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
And much of this wildfire activity is happening in the Pacific Northwest as well as Canada. And most of the recent ones are caused by dry lightning strikes that happened in dense, wooded areas with remote access.
This is really no different than any other year, other than the fact that it is a little bit earlier.
That's Catherine Coele, a Wisconsin DNR wildfire prevention specialist. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the fire control program staff from the state have been mobilized across the western U.S. and even into Canada to help combat the blazes.
Once you get notice of a resource order, you can be mobilized within 24 hours.
Both personnel and engines from Wisconsin have been moved to over 65 out-of-state fire assignments so far this year. But how can we afford to send resources when we have our own problems here?
You know, these experiences, they bring that back to Wisconsin. It's a way for us to improve our program here. They share those experiences. Hey, you know, we did this thing out in Oregon and it was really cool. And there was a neat way to fight this fire. And it's those strategies are brought back to Wisconsin. So we learn and grow from those experiences when we bring those resources back.
Since we've had recent widespread rain and green vegetation across the state, wildfire activity here has subsided with a minimal fire risk in Wisconsin. Now this has allowed the DNR to shift focus and help support national wildfire efforts. Right now, 20 different DNR staff have been moved to 12 different states, with three wildland fire engines currently stationed in Oregon. There are also six DNR staff in northern Manitoba and another DNR engine responding to fires in California. Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for about 2 weeks or until the fire severity subsides. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, what can I, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a two-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLang join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. In the weird get weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lauren's Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. The first steps were big steps for the Fantastic Four at last weekend's box office. To no one's surprise, the new Marvel-Disney effort finished in first place after being aided by good reviews to rake in $117 million domestically and $240 million globally. This is the fourth summer blockbuster to open with over $400 million at the gate. It was all big studio competition for the remaining four spots of the top five. Superman finished in second place with a healthy $25 million in its third week of release. Jurassic World Rebirth came in third with $13 million in its fourth week of release. F1 racing flick F1 finished in fourth place with just over $6 million, and the Smurfs finished in fifth place with $5.5 million in its second week on the big screen. Let's keep going to the movies, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today. We could catch a shower or two here later this afternoon, and there will be more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high today, 76. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 74 on Friday, sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.